What's up, everyone? This is your man, Donald G. Today, we're going to do black beans and rice with a pan-seared salmon. Now, black beans and rice, it's a Mediterranean diet-inspired dish that I like to cook. And while I'm getting this together, let me tell you a little bit about myself. I have been cooking for over 20 years. I used to have a catering business where I would cater for single parents, single mothers, who didn't have time to cook for their children, and I believe that all children deserve a home-cooked meal. And so I started to do catering for them. And, you know, I kept it simple, you know, go to their house, cook a meal, you know, a two, something that'll last for a couple of days. That way they can just go home and warm up food for the children. And how I got into eating healthier foods is I started to get into fitness and health and things of that nature and realized I couldn't eat the way I used to eat anymore because it didn't go with the program. It didn't go with the lifestyle. So therefore, I went ahead and basically changed my whole diet plan, my whole eating plan. I don't call it a diet, I call it a meal plan. Because basically, this is a lifestyle change for people, and they don't understand that it's not just a diet, it's a lifestyle change. This is how you're planning to eat and feed your body for the rest of your life, to extend your life. So I looked up a bunch of meals and tried a bunch of different meal plans, basically. And I came up with this one, the Mediterranean meal plan, which is a good meal plan because it doesn't take the fun out of eating. How some meal plans, they take out the carbs, and they take out starches and things of that nature, which makes you basically only eat vegetables, meat, and fruit. Well, with this particular meal plan, you can eat rice, you can eat bread, you can have your carbs, you can have your starches, you can have things that you like, with the exception of sweets. You can't have sugar. No one can have sugar when they're eating in a healthy meal plan. Yes, everyone has their days, and everyone, I'm one, I keep Nutella in my house. Just for that reason, because when I have a craving for something sweet, I go grab a big spoon, grab some Nutella, and there it is. I've had my moment, you know. So, let me tell you what I'm doing here today. What I have here today, again, I'm going to start off with the pan. No, actually, I'm starting off with the black beans and rice. And what I have is a can of black beans I'm going to wash and I'm going to rinse and cook. And I also have some brown rice that I'm going to cook up. And the brown rice is a lot healthier. And again, it's something that you can cook fairly simple and fast and quick and easy. And it gets you, you know, everything that you need. Additional items we're going to need for this particular meal. You're going to need 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 1 chopped onion, 2 cloves of garlic minced, 2 tablespoons of jalapeno peppers chopped. Now, you can put some in, you can take some out. You don't have to use all the ingredients. Use ingredients of your choice. Also, you're going to use 3.5 cups of boiled black beans, which I already explained to you I'm going to use. 1 tablespoon of cumin, 1 tablespoon of oregano, 1/2 cup of chicken broth, and 3 cups of cooked brown rice. And with this recipe, you're going to heat the pan, you're going to cook the brown rice first, and then we'll get into how we're going to put all this together. So for now, I have my water boiling for my rice. I'm going to get my can of black beans and get those out. And we're going to open up that canister so we can get this thing started. You know, and
Just something, a little something I like to talk about. Some people always ask me, you know, am I a fitness instructor or something like that? No, I'm not a fitness instructor. I just like for people to be healthy. You know, when I found out how much how better, you know, how much better I felt from eating healthy, I just wanted to spread the word. I want to share the love because everyone can eat healthy. We don't have to go to McDonald's and eat off the dollar menu. I can teach you this particular meal that I'm cooking today. It's basically a meal that's under $20. And it's probably, you know, because, you know, think about it. Rice is only going to cost you a couple bucks. You can get a can of beans for a dollar or two. You know, and most of the ingredients you probably should have in your house, you know, garlic, the onions, the olive oil, things of that nature, you should already have those in your house so it's not an extra expense. And then, you know, it just takes time. Once you take your time out to put yourself in a position where you can cook yourself a good meal, then you will feel a lot better. And not only are you cooking yourself a good meal for dinner, you can also take this, you know, you can also take it to work as for lunch, whatever's left over. Your kids will enjoy it. It has, you know, good flavor. So don't be shy and try to, you know, think that this is not for you or it's too expensive, because a lot of people think eating healthy is too expensive. Eating healthy is not expensive if you know how to eat. And that's what I'm here for. I'm here to show you how to eat healthy on a low budget. Okay? And keep in mind, I eat for a month on probably, I would say, about $150. You know, and I completely stay healthy because I cook a lot of meals at home. I don't eat out, so that's a savings right there. When I snack on healthy foods such as fruits and I eat some protein bars, you know. Protein bars are good. And for those who are looking to for weight loss, keep in mind, going to the gym is great. Working out is great. Walking is great. All of that is wonderful. But 80% of weight loss or even getting healthier or physically fit will be, and anyone will tell you, it is the food that you eat. It makes absolutely no sense to work out and then go get some fried chicken wings for, you know, at the local bar or whatever, or even drink alcohol. Now keep in mind, alcohol is fattening. I should know. I drank alcohol for approximately 20 years. And, you know, now that I've stopped, I realize I have some problems, some health problems. And again, that's another inspiration for me to eat healthier. And it's because of my health problems. You know, and drinking alcohol, yeah, I lived a party lifestyle. That was great. That was wonderful. But, you know, I paid the consequences. So if at all, you know, try to stay away from alcohol. Now, with this Mediterranean meal plan, they call it the Mediterranean diet plan. I call it the Mediterranean meal plan. With this Mediterranean meal plan, it allows you to drink 5 ounces of wine per day with your dinner. So you can have this particular meal with your dinner, and you can have you a nice glass of red wine. And there you have it. You have fed yourself completely healthy for little of nothing and less than, you know, 30, 45 minutes. That's it. You know? And just listen to the calorie count on the
black beans and rice. You're having 381 calories, 66 grams of carbs, 15 grams of fiber, which is very good, only 3 grams of sugar, 19 grams of protein, okay? Only 99 grams of sodium. So, who would not want to have something this good going to their body before they go to sleep? You can go to sleep with a smile knowing that I fed my body good. And when I wake up tomorrow morning, I'm going to feel even better. And I encourage everyone to do their research on the Mediterranean diet plan. It's a wonderful plan. I love it. It works for me. I may not eat everything that they have in the diet plan, but I can tell you, most of the things that are in the diet plan, I eat. Other things that are not in the diet plan, I substitute for something else healthy. So if you don't eat broccoli or spinach, you know, replace it with something else. You know, green beans, asparagus, or something like that. Replace it with something else healthy. Do not leave it out. Okay? I would like for everyone to keep that in mind, because that's something that we all need in our life. So, excuse me while I open up this can of beans. Beans going pretty soon here. All right. So the beans are open. We're going to wash these off and get those cooking in a pot. The rice is almost done. So, we're going to soon put this together with the rice and the beans. And we're going to put this meal together for everyone to enjoy. Okay? And the second half of the show, we're going to do the pancake salmon. Now, I have the salmon sitting out right now. It's marinating. And it's marinating just in the regular seasoning. Salt, pepper, garlic. It's just sitting there with the seasonings on it. And the reason for that is because those ingredients will soak into the meat. And when you start to cook it, it doesn't fall off. As like some things that you would do if you went in and just started cooking and you started putting salt and pepper and everything on it. It's going to fall off. It's going to end up in the pan, you know. So I like to rub it all in and keep it going. And it's like marinating some ribs. Treat all your meat the same. Some people will put a marinade on their ribs and let them soak overnight. You know, you can do that with your salmon. You can do that with your chicken. You can do that with your turkey. And you'll see later on in my shows as they continue on throughout the week or every week, you'll notice that I have multiple recipes for just marinades, hand rubs, dry rubs. And it's so simple. Things that you can pull out of your cabinet and just keep in mind. When I'm cooking for, again, health, and I want to keep my family healthy as well. So I like for my family to be healthy, and that's this another inspiration for myself is to keep my family healthy. So therefore, I always keep them in mind when I'm cooking. And just so, you know, I know for a fact that they are eating healthy, and so am I. Okay? So, we're almost ready for a commercial break. When we come back, I'm going to put the beans and rice together, and then we're going to get the salmon in a pan and get that cooked up. So, we'll see you back in about 2 minutes. Again, this is your man, Donald G., and this is Cooking for Health.